father said a few years ago, 10 years ago, I believe, he said it, he was 75. He said, I feel my life hasn't quite started yet. And once something has happened, receded into the past, only exists as a thought form, or as a photo album, or as a video disc, which also gets old, just lasts a little bit longer, and eventually the photo fades. It's almost like a dream. One's entire past has a dreamlike quality. Did that happen, or did I dream all that? My childhood, even yesterday. And it doesn't stop. Further experiences come and go. As one poet put it, to use another analogy, it seems that time is like a fire, and we are being burned in it. Which is a good analogy. And not only, of course, the physical body will end up as ashes, which is what fire does. It burns things up and they become ash. The entire physical universe, this room, if you could see a speeded up version of the future of this room being condensed into 1 minute, let's say 5,000 years, which isn't very much on a cosmic or even planetary scale, being condensed into 1 minute, you would see everything crumbling. Wooden things first. It would be an amazing thing to watch. All the seemingly solid structures around you within 1 minute would go dust, and then a gust of wind. Did it ever happen? And so in this unstable universe that sometimes looks solid and stable, some of the human-made structures, they look solid and stable. But we see how quickly, either through time or some other event, a seemingly solid structure collapses and becomes dust. And so here we are as human beings, sometimes living in the illusion of solidity. Not only is the solidity of the external structures, also the illusion, ultimately, of a solidity of me, one sense of self, as having some ultimate reality. And yet, it's just also just forms, thought forms, that have a limited lifespan. And we talked about this last night. Here we come again to time. We talked about not knowing yourself beyond thought forms, which are